This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast live on the Tucker County High School football and basketball YouTube page is being brought to you by Pat A. Nichols, attorney at law, proud to support Tucker County Sports, Jim's All-Star, hot food, cold beverages, and gas. Mike Rosenall, your Tucker County commissioner, wishing all Tucker County High School Mountain Lions a safe and successful season. Atkins Home Center in Southern State of Parsons. Fargo Insurance Group, Tucker County's nationwide insurance agent. Mr. Pizza of Parsons, home of the Mr. Big, more than just pizza, try our subs, salads, and wings. Robert Estates Incorporated, serving all of your general contracting needs. United Financial Service, auto, life, and commercial insurance plus annuities. Grand Slam Grill, visit us for one of our signature burgers and fresh cut fries. St. George Medical Clinic, locations in St. George, Parsons, and Canaan Valley. This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast is also being brought to you by Riccatelli Fencing and Lumber Company, your local rustic fence provider. Kidwell Auto Parts, with locations in Parsons and Thomas. Bob Gutshall, your local State Farm insurance agent. Cortland Acres, the nature of care. Choose us for your long-term care, rehab, and therapy needs. Mountain Valley Bank, locations in Parsons, Elkins, and Mill Creek. Sperianni's Cafe, with locations in Davis and Canaan Valley. Specialized Podiatry Care, located at Davis Medical Center in Elkins. And by the paint store, your Benjamin Moore supplier in Thomas and Morgantown. And now back to more exciting Tucker County action right here on TuckerCountySports.com. This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast live on the Tucker County High School football and basketball YouTube page is being brought to you by Pat A. Nichols, attorney at law, proud to support Tucker County Sports, Jim's All-Star, hot food, cold beverages, and gas. Mike.
All right, hopefully we're back on the air now, and we are back here 6 minutes ago in this game. Tucker County leads 4-2. Bradley Wessel penetrates in. This is a layup here. Bradley Wessel gets fouled on the putback.
This is a nice job there. And Bradley stuck with the ball, missed the first one, stuck with the second one there. I think we had a little bit of a foul down there earlier. Good shot, Crowley. First one down.
Makes it 5-2 here, and hopefully you guys are back with us. We have some technical difficulties here, and hopefully you guys are back with us here. As Crowley lets them make both foul shots, 6-2. Tucker County picks up full court press. Union pushes it to the middle. Ball is stolen by Erica Zirk. Now there's a scrum. Crowley has the ball, pushes it down the court. Shot is missed. And Avery Colbank with the rebound coming back the other way. Raleigh Westholm gets to Katie at the elbow. She penetrates, kicks it back out to Westholm. Westholm swings the ball to the left side. Macy Helmick for three. Good.
First, she's good at it. Avery out there, they packed it in. She hit the ball and knocked it down.
9-2, Tucker County, full court press still. Seabolt trapped in the corner, so he gets breaks the press. Tucker County still pressuring the ball. Almost a turnover there that time by Union. Did inside the number 44, Bailey Evans. She kicks it out over to the wing as Union sets up their offense. Nine to two here early on. Tucker County shooting the ball well. Big block that time by Katie Colbank. Out of bounds, ball to Tucker County.
Nice defense stand. Katie held her ground there. And number, I can't tell her, number 44 there for Union. Anyway, she held her ground against her and blocked the shot. Nice job.
Tucker County in the corner. Brawley Webster, who penetrates, kicks it to Eric at the elbow. Back to Mason for another three. Same spot. Good again.
He found her spot. That's two in a row from that point.
Yeah, Macy Helmick really has developed her game this year from three. She does a nice job there on the wing. Tucker County forces Union into an early turnover. Walked that time by Union. That's the third turnover early on. 12-2.
Good job by Coach Kelly putting this early pressure on, getting control of the game here. 12-2.
Enter the ball, Kate Colbank in the post. Nice little inside pass to Eric. Eric fumbled. Gonna have a jump ball here. Jump ball possessing the Union. Officials for tonight's games, we had Bobby Sykes, Rodney Keller, and Jimmy Two. Same guys we had over Pendleton County, AJ.
Yeah. Yeah, these guys have done it for a long time here in this Summit Valley area, Sang Valley Board, and Bobby, he's been doing it for a long time. When I was athletic director, they had David Thomas, we had him a lot of time.
Yeah, Tucker continuing to press the ball this time, full court, man-to-man. Union breaks the press, sets up their offense. Tucker stays in the man-to-man here. Union having a lot of difficult time with the ball pressure right now, AJ, and trying to get anything going.
Yeah, they're having a hard time even getting in the yellow paint there.
And another turnover for Union. That's their fourth turnover. And this is what you want to do for Tucker County. You don't want to get off to a slow start. You want to start fast. Union has a big crowd. One thing about Union, they go watch their teams play.
And
they brought the whole town with them tonight. But 12-2 Tucker County. Union this time trying to make some pressure, and Tucker County breaks it easily. Macy Helmick steps up the offense. Throws the wing to Briley West, she looks inside to Katie Colbank. Katie reverses it to Avery. Avery shoots a three. Off Katie Colbank with the rebound and the putback and fouled. Two shots.
Katie had perfect position on that ball. She's in there, tried to put it back up. She's fouled, I think, by 44, I believe.
Yeah, 44. Bailey Evans is a junior for Union with the foul, and Katie Colbank has two foul shots. First one is no good.
I don't know what Katie did there, but she didn't like it because the look on her face, and all that shot, I don't think the ball slipped or something. I don't know.
Second shot up and friendly roll and is good. 13-2 Tucker County. 4 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Tucker County continuing with the full court man-to-man press. Union breaks it. Pass up to the top of the key to Victoria Seabolt. She shoots a three. It's good. Victoria Seabolt, Union's leading scorer, hits the three there. Cuts the lead 13-5. Macy Helmick brings the ball back up to the corner to Briley Wetzel. Briley swings it back to Briley Wetzel in the corner. Briley's going to shoot a three. It's no good. Colbank with the rebound, the putback, and it's good.
Good job there. Oh, Briley had that one, though.
Yeah, Briley's three was all but in. Colbank with the putback. And another block by Colbank on the other end. Tucker County pushes it up the court. Macy Helmick at half court. He's got numbers here. Kicks it to Avery. Back to Mason. Mason finds Colbank in the paint. Now setting up the offense. Briley penetrates. Shots up, no good. Gets her own rebound. Shot back up, no good. Rebound, Union. Victoria Seabolt pushes the ball up the court for Union. 15-5 here early, 3 minutes to go here in this first quarter of action. Union penetrates in. Shot goes up, no good. Good defense again by Colbank.
Yeah, almost blocked another one.
Macy Helmick pushes the ball. Erica Zirk runs the court. Nice job by her. 2 points up. No, misses an easy shot.
Got herself a little far underneath there, I think.
Yeah, and they're letting them play to start this game for sure. Union penetrate, and we're going to get another Union turnover. Number 30 for Union. Lexi Stahl shuffled her feet a little bit there and picked up a walk call. We got timeout on the court. Union, 30-second timeout. We're just going to keep it here, AJ, and 2:47 to go in this first quarter. 15-5, Tucker County leads in a pretty fast-paced game. They're letting them play a little bit inside, which I think benefits us with Colbank inside.
Yeah, it's a nice job here. Like I said, I think Dave did a good job starting out on that pressure. Union had a hard time with the first three or four times up the floor there. Kind of sets the tone for the game and gets us an early lead. And you know, like we talked earlier, these kind of games are the ones you don't want. That's exactly what you want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Union's a scrappy team, and they unfortunately have the majority of the crowd here tonight. But you don't want to let them hang around, because you let them hang around, the games are quick. Even in a quarter to get away from you quick, and if you're a better team, you want to get out to a good lead and so forth. Tucker County doing a nice job.
See, J.C. Davis checked in, and number 12, which is Addie Hicks.
You had to look at your favorite.
I can tell them to the first day of my life.
Addie Hicks and J.C. Davis. First Cousins into the game now. Ball to top to Addie Hicks. He swings it to the corner to Avery Colbank. Avery swings it back to Addie Hicks. He pushes it out front to Macy. Macy finds Colbank at the foul line. Nice reverse pass by Colbank to Colbank. Macy is open for three. And just off Addison Hicks with the rebound there. Tucker County sets it back up. Pass from Addison. Avery Colbank for another three. Off mark. Union with the rebound. And a foul on Casey. Casey Davis picks up the foul there. Underneath the basket. Just a cheap little foul there. She knows better than that, but nothing hurts. Tucker County picks up full court pressure. Avery Colbank on the ball. Macy Helmick, Addison Hicks with the pressure. Union inbounds the ball. And Union almost throws it away again, and they do throw it away again. That's the sixth turnover so far for Union.
Yeah, Addie had that girl covered pretty good. They tried to lob it over there.
Yeah, Addie, not the tallest kid out there, but pretty quick, and good defense by her to force that turnover. Macy Helmick to the top, kicked it to Avery in the corner. Avery inside to sister Katie. Katie's got that shot inside AJ. She needs to take that shot. Avery Colbank for three, and this time she hits it.
Yeah, I think that's frustrating for Dave. I see him playing something down there. When you got that ball that far into the paint, you ought to just at least turn and look at the rim.
And Union, again, tries the same thing, a skip pass to Victoria Seaball, covered, guarded by Addie, and the ball is thrown out of bounds for the seventh turnover here in this first quarter for Union.
I'm going to get Addie the quarterback for football. Covered everybody.
Macy Helmick brings the ball down, throws it to the corner to Addie Hicks. Addie looks, nothing there, reverses the ball to Macy. A little T-game action here for Tucker County. Addie Hicks gets the ball back in the far corner. Could have had the shot, passes it up, swings it again here. Colbank gets the ball here. Colbank makes the move, and she's fouled, no call. Rebound by Union. Katie decides just to take it back from her jump ball, and this time Union has the ball. Katie got fouled there, I think AJ. They didn't call, but they're letting that go on both sides.
Yeah, they're playing hard. I mean, Katie's looking at her hands there. Her arms look a little red there, but hey, if they're going to let us play, let us play both sides and go.
Yeah, and Union's allowing us to shoot the three. They're doing what a lot of teams have done, collapsing on the inside post players and hoping we don't make shots, and right now we're making shots. Ball underneath the basket, entered to Addie at the top of the wing. Top of the key to Macy at the wing. Back to Addie. Yo-yo in the ball out top. Not a lot of movement going right now. Got to get the ball moving a little bit. The West one corner, and she's tied up. Got a little stagnant that time, AJ. Jump ball.
Yeah.
Turnover, Tucker County.
That's one of the worst things you can do, too, bring that ball low. You bring it down, it gives everybody a piece of it. Yeah. That's where Seaball grabbed a hold of it there.
1 minute to go here in the first quarter. Tucker County maintains the lead 18-5. Union breaks the press this time, and they walk.
Yeah, we're playing pretty tough defense up on them. So they catch that pass, their first move, that's like the third or fourth walk down the floor there.
Yeah, and Bailey Evans is a strong girl inside, but she's having a hard time. They're trying to get it into her on inside, and she's guarded by Katie Colbank, and she's not having much success so far. So Tucker County steps up again. Screen out high for Macy. Macy looks a little screen roll action. Addie Hicks gets the ball at the top of the key. Swings the ball to Macy. She's open there. Passes the shot. She swings across court to Bradley Wetzel. Wetzel penetrates the lane, takes the shot, and it is no good. Too strong. Katie Colbank with the rebound. Colbank goes up strong with the left hand and scores it.
That's a good job, Katie, gathering herself. I didn't like her taking the ball down low like that. It's still a good job to get the dribble to avoid the walk and lay it in.
Addie Hicks with the full court press. Screen's down in there. Addie a little outside there. Victoria Seaball comes up and hits a three off the screen.
Yeah, that was a matchup. Mismatch there.
20-7 here at Tucker County. 18 seconds to go here in this first quarter. Macy kicks it to the corner to Addie Hicks. Addie Hicks shoots the long two. It's good.
Bang.
Addie Hicks for two there. 8 seconds to go in the half. Full court press for Addie Hicks. Macy Helms now full court press for man to man. Shots up at the buzzer. No good. Dan, there is 0.1 second left. I don't
really
think we're going to get a shot off here. They might just blow it.
I think the officials were going to let that go. I never did even hear a whistle.
There's a horn, but I think that's for a substitute. I don't know if we've got to play in the playbook at 0.1 seconds for the full court, AJ.
Yeah, that's got to be a long ball for this to chip.
And
I never did hear the whistle.
No, I didn't either. So that'll do it here in the first quarter. Here in Kaiser, the sectional championship, Tucker County 22, Union 7. We're going to take a quick break and be back for second quarter action.
This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast live on the Tucker County High School football and basketball YouTube page is being brought to you by Patty Nichols, attorney at law, Jim's All-Star, Mike Rosenau, your Tucker County commissioner, Fargo Insurance Group, Atkins Home Center in Southern States of Parsons, Mr. Pizza of Parsons, Robert Estates Incorporated, United Financial Service, and Black Grand Slam Grill. And now back to more exciting Mount Lion action right here on TuckerCountySports.com.
And we're back here. Second quarter action getting ready to start. First quarter, there's a quick rundown on score. Addie Hicks with two, Avery Colbank with three, Riley Wetzel with two, Macy Helmick with two threes in that first quarter for 6 points, Erica Zirk with 2 points, and Katie Colbank with 6 points as well. 22-7, Tucker leads. Tucker has the ball to start the second quarter.
Jaden Moorcheck in there. I think he's only a new addition to that quarter change.
You got Jaden Moore in the game now. Addie Hicks still in the game in the corner. Briley West with Jason Davis and Erica Zirk. Addie Hicks in the corner again. Same touch took earlier. That one's strong. Jason Davis with the rebound. Kicks to Briley West. The Briley's going to pull the three. It's good.
Good job. A little better ball movement there. It moves around a little quicker.
And Tucker County backs off the pressure. Settles into, it looks like, staying in man-to-man defense. Victoria Seabolt brings the ball up guarded by Addie Hicks. Addie Hicks, Victoria Seabolt with in. We're going to get a foul here. Going to get a foul here. I think that's the first foul Tucker County's got tonight. And that one's going to be on Addie Hicks. She got caught reaching.
Yeah, that's the second one. They had one on JC earlier.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Correct.
Now Addie just got a little overextended there, I believe.
Well, and that time JC gets caught a little bit late in the rotation on the end down underneath the basket. And that's where sometimes it's tough in that man-to-man defense underneath. One little screen and someone comes open, so Union number 42 for the Union goes to the foul line. That is Chanel Sutton to shoot two.
Yeah, sometimes you don't see that screen coming too late, and then the time of the yard, the first screen, and try to make up, and that's the only thing gets the backside. That's what happens, Jake.
Yeah, and first shot is no good. Second shot up is no good. Erica Zirk with the rebound. Texas County pushes the ball. Raleigh Wetzel. Up the sideline there. Kick through the corner to Jaden Moore inside. No, looked inside.
Yeah.
Stacy was open, yep. I thought she was going to get her for a layup. Swings the ball, Addie Hicks. Jaden Moore into the corner. Jaden Moore inside. Erica Zirk with good post position. Should have went up strong with that one there, AJ. She had good position, but she kicks it out, swings the ball.
Yeah, inside was different
too. Yeah, Wetzel to Addie out top. Addie hits Jaden in the corner. Jaden swings the ball back to Addie. Addie back to Briley Wetzel. Briley penetrates. Cut off that time by Union at the corner. Briley stuck in the corner. Good swing to Addie Hicks. Addie swings to Jake. Good ball movement there. Shot by Jaden Moore. No good. Rebound fought for. Jump ball.
Very good job, Jake.
Jump ball. Good rebound. Jump ball.
Yeah, that was good movement that time. Somebody had to be open. I think they had two of them out here on Briley in the corner. They did a good job reversing floor and gets back by the Jaden there.
And jump ball goes to Union. Tucker County, again, not pressuring the ball here in the second quarter, leading 25-7.
Katie Colbank checked back in there. It's a dead ball.
Katie Colbank back in the game. Victoria Seabolt shoots again for Union. No good. Erica Zirk with the rebound. Riley Wetzel pushes it up the sideline. Up to the top to Macy. Back to Riley Wetzel on the wing. Riley looks inside of Katie Colbank. She turns, looks, faces, shoots, and scores.
Good touch there. Used all the rim. Good shooter touch.
Tucker County back on a little bit of three-quarter pressure this time. 1-2-2 press. Union breaks it easily that time. Union sets up their offense. Victoria Seabold in the right wing. She swings it to the left. Almost stolen. Kick to the corner. Now inside. Shot goes up and blocked again by Katie Colbank. And they keep trying to force that ball inside, and they're not having much success.
Yeah, and I think that's some of the problems they're having down there with the traveling calls. Katie's blocked three or four shots down there already. They're not sure what to do with it when they do get it in their hands.
Yeah, Union enters the ball. The ball's loose. Turned over again. I have no idea what that call is by Rodney. He called a double dribble on Macy.
Yeah, I'm not quite
I have
sure.
No idea.
Said she looked at me like he said she had control of it and dribbled it again, but I think she was just in hand.
I have no idea what he saw. But Union has the ball here. It's a turnover on Texas County. You'll have that sometime. Rodney's been doing this a long time. Rebound, chopped up by Union, no good. Rebounded to Macy Helmick. She pushes the ball up the court. Looks, has Erica Zirk,
nice
runs
look.
The court. Nice look. Layup, good.
She held that ball perfect. Let Erica clear. Dropped it in through for easy two.
Yep, Erica Zirk with a bucket there. Union puts the ball up the court, sets up their offense, gets the ball to the elbow again. kicked it to the wings. They're going to shoot a long three, and that was good that time by number 13, Isabella Harvey. So Union hits the long three. 29-10 is the score right now. Texas County maintains the lead. Riley Westwood in the corner, inside to Erica. Erica Knight, inside pass to Kate Colbank, and that is an easy shot for Kate Colbank, too.
That's a pretty good move by both bigs there. Erica had the ball. Katie came down and made an easy three-footer.
Shots up for Union, no good. Katie Colbank with the rebound. Pushes the ball to Corey Hughes, Macy Helms. She penetrates into the middle, layup shot, no good. Rebound to Union. Union pushes the ball up the court. Union on the wing, penetrates in, shoots a little running jumper there, no good. Rebound by Katie Colbank, kicked to Briley Wessel. Briley Wessel's length of the court, layup shot. May have been some foul there. No call, out of bounds to Tucker County. Entering the game now for Tucker County, Katie Hicks and Avery Colbank. Jaden Moore and Briley Wessel, I believe, out of the game. Avery Colbank enters the ball to assist Katie Colbank. Katie kicks to Avery. Avery to Katie Hicks. Inside to Katie Colbank. Good ball movement there. Macy Helmets for a long two. Shot up, no good. Rebound Union. Number 30 for Union. Lexi Stahl with that rebound. Victoria Seabold pushes the ball off the court for Union. Sets up their offense a little 1-2-2 defense. It's time for Tucker County in. We got a turnover, maybe a turnover here. Turnover. Turnover Union again. I think I may have lost track, but that's 9 turnovers so far in the first half of Union.
Yeah, our girls are playing real tough. They're up in them. Easy way to get the ball turned over.
Tucker County enters the ball. Macy Helmick brings up the court. You got Macy Helmick, Avery Colbank, Katie Hicks, and Erica Zirk on the court. Katie gets the ball in the wing. Run good old play one. Katie swings the ball to Erica Zirk for a deep shot. No good. That was an air ball by Erica, a little bit deep, but ball stolen by Macy Helmick. Back to Tucker County. Katie Hicks gets the ball back to Macy. Back to Katie again. Katie looks inside. Swings the ball back to the top. Macy wants to set the offense up again. Ball to the corner to Katie Hicks. Katie inside to Katie Colbank. Katie looks. And here we go. We got a charge offensive foul, I think, on Erica Zirk.
Yeah, she moved the smaller player out of the paint a little bit too much there, I think. She got on through there.
Yeah, Jimmy too called a couple of those over at Pendleton County, and phantom offensive causes, I think. Sometimes they are.
Yeah, sometimes
Union.
They got to make sure they're
Union turns the ball over again, and Tucker County has the ball that time. Macy Helmick brings the ball to court. She looks inside and up in there, swings it to Katie Hicks. Actually, ball was fumbled that time by Macy. This time back to Katie Hicks. Katie has the ball back to Macy. Macy swings the ball to the elbow to Katie Colbank. She looks inside. Wow, there's a three coming up to Avery Colbank. And, oh, no good. Rebound by Union, but she stepped out of bounds. Good ball movement again that time. Found inside out look there and found Avery Colbank in the corner. She's just unable to hit it, but it was all but in again.
Yeah, those are wide open shots. That's a good job moving. You got two people guarding one. Somebody's got to be open. They found him easily.
Tucker County enters the ball this time in the corner. Shot for Macy for three, and that time it is good. Makes the score 34-10 here. Tucker County a little three-quarter press, and the ball is almost stolen. It is stolen. Katie Hicks down. Katie Hicks screwed up. Chopped up. No good. She gets the ring rebound. Jump ball. Stays here with Tucker County. Good defense. Katie Hicks rushed that shot a little bit. There's a good ball. Union recovered well on that one. That's how maybe Tucker County maintains possession here underneath the basket.
Yeah, we just couldn't get a real good handle on there and get a good clean takeaway.
Macy Helmick misses a shot. Erica Zirk with the rebound. And Katie Hicks is time for three, and she's off. Katie Colbank with the rebound. Gets back in the face, and they don't call anything. So we had a good view of that, maybe a little better than the officials, but they didn't call anything. Jump ball, Union ball.
Yeah, Katie's still wiping her chin there for the scratch mark.
Tucker County three-quarter press, and we're going to force another turnover, jump ball, Tucker County's ball. And Union just not doing a good job there against this pressure. Tucker County didn't press their first half of this quarter, and Union's turnovers weren't happening, but they're happening again. They keep dribbling to that corner and getting trapped. Tucker County brings the ball up, Macy Helmick to the top. Avery Colbank in the wing. Back to Katie Hicks at the top. She swings the ball inside, almost turned over Erica Zirk, and Bobby Sykes calls a jump ball as the ball is bouncing on the floor. Briley Wessel back in the game. And Union Gets called for a double dribble there by Rodney. I'm not really sure again what that was, but turnover by Union. Tucker County gets the ball.
Yeah, they both come in there. We did a nice job trapping them there, stopping the momentum. Backside person grabbed the ball.
So timeout on the floor. Did you see who called that timeout, AJ?
Yeah, Union did.
Is it 4 or 30?
I did not see that, honestly.
We're going to take a 30 here with them. We're going to do a quick commercial here, and we'll be back with you in just a second.
This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast live on the Tucker County High School football and basketball YouTube page is being brought to you by St. George Medical Clinic, Riccatelli Fencing and Lumber Company, Kidwell Auto Parts, Bob Gutshaw, Cortland Acres, The Nature of Care, Mountain Valley Bank, Sirianni's Cafe, Specialized Podiatry Care, and by The Pace Store. And now back to more exciting Mountain Lion action right here on TuckerCountySports.com.
And we're back here. 2 minutes and 2 seconds to go here in this second quarter. Tucker County maintains a 34-10 lead here in this sectional championship here in Kaiser versus Union.
You look at the score here, and you kind of face it. It's kind of looking like if we keep this up, that we ended up like the other previous two games there in that 60-some to 20-some range. And
yeah.
Of course, you never know what's going to happen, but our girls are playing well.
Yeah, you just never know. This time of year, I've always said it's tough because you play one game. You play all year, two or three games a week. You get to the end, you play one game this week, one game next week. You just never know what if you're going to come out sluggish. So far, doing pretty good. Macy Helmick on the wing, kicks the ball to the corner to Avery, and the Union is just going to let us shoot three. Dolly Wessel for three. Good.
And Union might not want to.
Yeah, Union is just going to let us shoot three and hope we don't score, make them and beat us and hold us, keep us from scoring inside. And so far, that is not working out. This time, though, Union does break the press. And guess what? Katie Colbank with another block.
Yep, we got the ball turned over here. Katie blocked it off Union player. It went out of bounds. The sub coming in here for Union, looks like.
Double zero for Union enters the game. Alexandria Jones. Macy Helmick pushes the ball up the court. To the corner, Briley Wessel inside to J.C. Davis. J.C. kicked it back outside. Ball's turnover. Not a good pass that time to J.C. Turned over. Union pushes the ball off the court and almost turns it over themselves, but Victoria Seaball has the ball stopped. Union pushes the ball to the corner. Gets the ball at the elbow here for Union. They're having a hard time again with this defense. Finding any good shot. Shot goes up. No good. Rebound, Briley Wessel. Briley pushes the ball off the court. Slows it down. Going to set up some offense here.
I don't know how many offensive rebounds they have, but it can't be very many.
And Avery Colbank wide open again for three, and she hits it. And Union is just going to let us shoot threes tonight. 40-10. Union turns the ball over again on a backcourt violation. 46 seconds to go here. Tucker County 40. Union 10. That's Tucker County shooting the ball well today.
Yep.
Macy Helmut kicks it to Briley West in the corner. Back up top to Macy. Swings the ball. Briley West this time open for three inside, and
I think she did. She walked her. She kind of didn't know which way to go with her feet before she threw the pass, and Rodney Keller got her there for the ball.
So Tucker kind of turns the ball over again. Full court press. 30 seconds to go here in this first half. Union breaks the press this time and turns the ball over, but they call a foul. I think they call a foul on Katie Colbank. So, Union will enter the ball underneath.
Is that Katie first or second?
I think that's her first foul.
It's your pickup on 25 seconds. Yeah, it doesn't hurt with only one.
Victoria Seabolt for three and a little bit long. And Tucker County off Union on the rebound. Tucker County maintains possession.
Even Matthews checked in there for Katie. She didn't pick up any more.
Yeah, 18 seconds to go. Briley Wessel opens for three, passes it up, drives in, shots up, no good. We're going to have a foul here on the floor. With 10 seconds to go here, Tucker County inbounds the ball from underneath the basket.
Guess we're going to get the NBA rule there for the
Jaden enters the Raven. Matthews is in the game now. Jaden Moore gets the ball to three. Raven with good position inside. And a foul call on Union. 6 seconds to go here. Tucker County inbounding the ball again underneath the basket.
It's on Alexandria Jones again.
Jaden enters the Raven. Matthews again. Jaden Moore with a deep shot from the corner. No good. We got a jump ball with 1 second to go. Tucker County maintains possession. 40-10 here. 1 second to go in this first half. Ball is thrown in to Briley Wessel. She shoots a quick three.
Right.
No good.
Yeah,
it was online just a little bit short, so that will do it here for this first half. Tucker County 40, Union 10 here in this sectional championship. We're going to take a commercial here, and we'll come back to you here in a couple minutes.
This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast live on the Tucker County High School football and basketball YouTube page is being brought to you by Patty Nichols, attorney at law, proud to support Tucker County Sports, Jim's All-Star, Hot Food, Cold Beverages, and Gas. Mike Rosenall, your Tucker County Commissioner, wishing all Tucker County High School Mountain Lions a safe and successful season. Atkins Home Center in Southern States of Parsons. Fargo Insurance Group, Tucker County Stationwide Insurance Agent. Mr. Pizza of Parsons, home of the Mr. Big, more than just pizza, try our subs, salads, and wings. Robert Estates Incorporated, serving all of your general contracting needs. United Financial Service, auto, life, and commercial insurance plus annuity. Grand Slam Grill, visit us for one of our signature burgers and fresh cut fries. St. George Medical Clinic, locations in St. George, Parsons, and Canaan Valley. This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast is also being brought to you by Riccatelli Fencing and Lumber Company, your local rustic fence provider. Tidwell Auto Parts, with locations in Parsons and Thomas. Bob Gutshall, your local State Farm insurance agent. Cortland Acres, the nature of care. Choose us for your long-term care, rehab, and therapy needs. Mountain Valley Bank, locations in Parsons, Elkins, and Mill Creek. Sirianni's Cafe, with locations in Davis and Canaan Valley. Specialized Podiatry Care, located at Davis Medical Center in Elkins. And by the Paint Store, your Benjamin Moore supplier in Thomas and Morgantown. And now back to more exciting Tucker County action right here on TuckerCountySports.com. This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast live on the Tucker County High School football and basketball YouTube page is being brought to you by St. George Medical Clinic, Riccatelli Fencing and Lumber Company, Kidwell Auto Parts, Bob Gutshall, Cortland Acres, the nature of care, Mountain Valley Bank, Sirianni's Cafe, Specialized Podiatry Care, and by the Paint Store. And now back to more exciting Mountain Lion action right here. This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast live on the Tucker County High School football and basketball YouTube page is being brought to you by Patty Nichols, attorney at law, Jim's All-Star, Mike Rosenall, your Tucker County Commissioner, Fargo Insurance Group, Atkins Home Center in Southern States of Parsons, Mr. Pizza of Parsons, Robert Estates Incorporated, United Financial Service, and by Grand Slam Grill. And now back to more exciting Mountain Lion action right here on TuckerCountySports.com.
And we're back here. Halftime of the sectional championship game in Kaiser between Tucker County and Union. Tucker County maintains a lead of 40-10, and we're just going to run over some quick stats here, AJ, and get your thoughts on that first half. And so first for Union, Victoria Seabolt did hit a 3 and a 2 for 5 points. Isabella Harvey hit a 3-pointer for her 3 points, and David Evans hit a 2 for 2 points for them. For Tucker County, Addie Hicks with 2 points, Avery Colbank with 6 points, Briley Wessel had 8 with 2 threes in that first half. Avery Colbank also had 2 threes. Macy Helmick with 3 threes for her 9 points. Erica Zirk with 2 2 and 4 points. And Katie Colbank with 10 points. Rounding out the scoring for Tucker County. Halftime score 40-10. What did you think of that first half?
I thought we played really well. I mean, with the defense part over here, we kept it in check. The pressure early got us in control. You can kind of see Union hasn't subbed a whole lot. I think they've only subbed maybe one or two kids in Arthur, and that gives us a little bit of our bench because they've done a nice job putting people in there, and it's kind of wore Union down a little bit. And Katie in the middle down there is the presence of Steve Carroll. I mean, she's had probably seven cause turnovers. Just her presence in the middle there, either travel or, like you said, she's walked 4 or 5 shots in there already. But this is what you expect out of our girls, and this is what they should do coming out in a game like this. Take control. Don't leave any questions asked, and just take it from there and run with it.
Yeah, and everybody knows Tucker County is a heavy, heavy favorite in this region, especially in the section here. And doing, you need to try some things here in this first half. They've collapsed the defense down. Trying to stop the inside shots, and they've left us open for three, and we've hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 threes in that first half.
Yeah.
I don't blame them for trying that because Katie Colbank, you can't let her go crazy inside for 30 points, and you're definitely going to lose. And, that's kind of the difference in this team this year a little bit from last year's. That group of sophomore guards last year have grown up a little bit. They shoot the ball a little bit better, and it's not so much just having to have Katie score 20, 25 points a game, which she's fully capable. She's still the leading scorer in this game, even though they've collapsed with 10 points. So we're getting a lot of contribution elsewhere, and that's why this team's got a shot this year, and a good first half, 40-10, and we got 2 more quarters to go here, but Tucker County with a comfortable lead so far.
Yeah, it's a much more balanced team, when you can play that inside-out game with them. Like you said, when they come down in and pack the box on you, then you can kick it back out, and you got girls to make those shots, makes a big difference. And you can just step back and play zone all the way deep into the box like that. It's hard when you have no outside shooters.
Yeah, and Union also struggled with the ball pressure that Tucker County put on there in that first half. Union with 14 turnovers in that first half, Tucker County with only 5. So that was also a big factor, good transition for Tucker County. So we're going to go to break, about 4 minutes to go before second half. We're going to hear from your sponsors. Miners and Merchants Bank is one of our sponsors for this broadcast. Now you can also watch the game on the live stream through Kaiser High School on NFHS if you'd like as well. But if not, we'll be back here in about 4 minutes for second half action. Here from Kaiser High School in the sectional championship between Tucker and Union.
This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast live on the Tucker County High School football and basketball YouTube page is being brought to you by Pat A. Nichols, attorney at law, proud to support Tucker County Sports, Jim's All-Star, Hot Food, Cold Beverages, and Gas. Mike Rosenall, your Tucker County Commissioner, wishing all Tucker County High School Mountain Lions a safe and successful season. Atkins Home Center in Southern States of Parsons. Fargo Insurance Group, Tucker County's nationwide insurance agent. Mr. Pizza of Parsons, home of the Mr. Big, more than just pizza, try our subs, salads, and wings. Robert Estates Incorporated, serving all of your general contracting. United Financial Service, auto, life, and commercial insurance plus annuities. Grand Slam Grill, visit us for one of our signature burgers and fresh cut fries. St. George Medical Clinic, locations in St. George, Parsons, and Canaan Valley. This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast is also being brought to you by Riccatelli Fencing and Lumber Company, your local rustic fence provider. Kidwell Auto Parts, with locations in Parsons and Thomas. Bob Gutshaw, your local State Farm insurance agent. Cortland Acres, the nature of care. Choose us for your long-term care, rehab, and therapy needs. Mountain Valley Bank, locations in Parsons, Elkins, and Mill Creek. Sirianni's Cafe, with locations in Davis and Canaan Valley. Specialized Podiatry Care, located at Davis Medical Center in Elkins. And by the Paint Store, your Benjamin Moore supplier in Thomas and Morgantown. And now back to more exciting Tucker County action right here on TuckerCountySports.com. On TuckerCountySports.com. This is TuckerCountySports.com broadcast live on the Tucker County High School football and basketball YouTube page. It's being brought to you by St. George Medical Clinic, Riccatelli Fencing and Lumber Company, Kidwell Auto Parts, Bob Gutshaw, Cortland Acres, The Nature of Care, Mountain Valley Bank, Sirianni's Cafe, Specialized Podiatry Care, and by The Paint Store. And now back to more exciting Mount Lion action right here on TuckerCountySports.com.
And we're back here about 30 seconds to tip. And AJ, one of the good things about, you know, being able to broadcast this game is people back home that can't make the trip to college can listen. We have the legendary Coach Gutshaw tuned in tonight. He sent me and you a text that what a great job we're doing tonight. And I just wanted to say, Coach, I appreciate that. It means a lot to us.
Yeah, did you expect anything different from him? You know, we knew at some point, me and you together doing this, we were going to get busted by
him. Yeah, oh, yeah. He loves it.
I'm glad he did it in a nice way.
He did. And Coach is a good guy. He does a lot for these teams. He's athletic trainer for football, but he comes to a lot of basketball games. He helps these kids out with the injuries they get, and he's been doing it a long time, and he's much appreciated by us, and that's for sure. All of my athletes from softball and basketball, I send to him. I know you send a lot of your football players to him, and he's done a good job for us over the years. So I'm glad you're listening, Coach. We got two more quarters. Don't go anywhere.
Yep, we appreciate it.
All right, Tucker King with the ball here to start the second half. Macy Helmick brings the ball off the court, kicks it to the corner to Avery Colbank. Back to Macy, swings the ball. Dribbles out high, swings the ball to Briley Wessel. Back to the corner, nope, inside to Teddy Colbank. Now to the corner to Avery Colbank for an open three. No good. Teddy Colbank with the rebound. Kicks it out to Briley Wessel to Macy Helmick inside to Katie. Katie's one of them. Nope, she's going to pass it to her sister Avery inside, and this is the layup. Erica Zerker with the rebound. 2 points is good.
Avery's going to have to get Katie a little bigger birthday present this year, because Katie all could do is turn around and she just shot it.
Yeah. Yeah, Katie Colbank definitely looking to pass the ball today, though, AJ. She's had the ball in deep in the post, and she's looking to distribute, still with 10 points in the leading score, but distributing the ball well. Good defense this time by Erica Zerker inside. Blocks the shot by Union. It's Macy Helmick pushes it up the court. Katie Colbank running the court. Always get it to your big when she runs the court. Katie Colbank scores it for two.
That's a nice job there.
Union brings the ball back up the court. Victoria Seabolt guarded by Macy Helmick. Union works the ball inside. Gets a good shot that time, but missed the shot, did Union. Tucker County now in transition. Pushes the ball up the court. Briley Wetzel open for three. Good.
Got her feet set there. Good job catching the ball. Quick set. Caught her feet. Got her feet set. And nice shot, Brian.
Yeah, nice shot by Wessel that time. She's shooting the ball well tonight. 47-10. Tucker County starting this second half on a 7-0 run, just like the end of the first half. Ball is passed, and we have another turnover for Union.
Just out of the reach of the T-Bolt there.
And Union really just struggling with that man-to-man defense by Tucker County. Tucker County pushes the ball up the court here. Setting up some half-court offense, throws the ball to the corner to Briley Wessel, back to Macy Helmick at the wing. She's looking. Nobody open. Swings it to the wing to Avery. Briley in the corner. Nothing there. Or she's going to reverse the ball back to Macy Helmick. Inside to Katie Colbank. Katie Colbank kicks to Briley Wessel for another open three, and good again.
Yeah, you need to be so scared of that inside stuff with Katie and Erica that they're forgetting about our three-point shooters, and we're knocking them down tonight.
Yeah, and they're leaving us wide open, folks. Yeah. I mean, these are wide open threes, and we're doing a nice job knocking them down. Victoria Seabolt penetrates in, and we're going to get a foul on Macy Helmick that time.
They've been letting that go a little bit there on them bumps. Tight there on out against Macy was.
50-10 here, 5:52 to go. Union enters the ball inside, shots up, no good. Rebound, Katie Colbank. This time, Katie's going to push it herself. She pushes the ball, finds Erica Zerk running the court. Erica inside. And they're going to get her for a walk. Erica just needed to go up quick with that, and Union did a nice job getting back to prevent that layup. Tucker turns the ball over.
Those are hard passes for these big girls to catch down low like that, and then naturally bring them down low, then they get tied up, then they got to fight for it.
Yeah, that's one you just got to keep up high and score, but give Union credit there. They got back on defense. Union brings the ball up, back out top. It goes for Union. Swings the ball to the corner. Shots up for three. No good. Rebound, guess who? Katie Colbank. Outlets to Macy Helmick. She pushes the ball off the court. Dribbles into a little bit of a double team here, and we're going to have a jump ball. Possession two, Union. So Tucker County, two turnovers there the last two times up the court.
Both times they had that ball low. Either one of them girls had that ball shoulder height. Union didn't have a chance.
Yep. Victoria Seabolt for Union brings the ball back up the court. Pushes the ball to the wing, kicks it back out top. Union tries to enter it inside. And Rodney calls a kick. Even though they threw it off our foot, that should not have been a kick. But
it was on the back side of our logo, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's not a kick anymore if it hits the defender's foot if they don't kick at it. But if offensive player just throws it off the foot, that's on them. But
yeah.
Rodney called it anyway. So anyway, Union has the ball. Dribbles out top here. Not a lot going on. Trying to run a little down screen action. Open up one of their guards for three. She penetrates in, and guess what? Katie Colbank boxing shot. Union enters it in. Gets a shot up from the elbow. Shots up, no good. Offensive rebound for number 44 for Union, Bailey Evans. She's open. Doesn't want to take that shot. Throws it inside. She walks, and they call the walk.
Anybody within about 10 feet of Katie's about half scared to take a shot right now because she's put a lot of them right back in their face.
Yeah, she has a lot of blocks tonight.
Yeah.
She's done a little bit of everything for Tucker County. She's got 12 points, but she's probably got 6 or 7 blocks and at least 10 rebounds. So Tucker County breaks the press with ease. Katie Colbank layup, shot good.
Assist from Sister Avery.
Avery Colbank with the assist, and it's 52-10. Tucker County. Victoria Seabolt brings the ball up. She penetrates the wing. She takes the shots up. No good. Erica Zirk with the rebound. Macy Helmut on the outlet pushes the ball in transition. Macy passed one defender. Good pass to Katie Colbank inside. She passes up. Guess who's open for three? Ah, this time no good by Bradley Wesley. A little bit off.
Long kick out of bounds there off the rim.
Lots of subs coming in here for Tucker County as they sub five in, five out. You have Katie Hicks, Addie Hicks, J.C. Davis, Jaden Moore, and Raven Matthews in the game for Tucker County. 52-10 here, 3:52 to go here in the third quarter.
I think Raven come on a little bit this year. A girl like that, she found her in the paint and been a nice compliment to Katie and when they've been out of the game.
Yeah, just a sophomore. We've got a foul out high on Addie Hicks. There's not been a lot of fouls today. That's two fouls on Tucker County in this half, none for Union, and Addie Hicks guarding Victoria Seabolt out high. Seabolt swings it to the elbow. Shots up. No good. Rebound. Jaden Moore. Jaden Moore kicks it to Katie Hicks. Katie Hicks pushes the ball off the court. Katie Hicks throws it to Jaden Moore when she wasn't looking. Not a good pass. But the ball comes back to Tucker County. Katie Hicks has the ball. That wasn't a good pass.
It wasn't.
Jaden Moore in the corner. She throws it down to Raven. Raven Matthews to J.C. Davis. Jaden kicks to Katie. Katie's wide open for three. Oh, off the front of the rim. No good. Union with the rebound. Victoria Seabolt out high. Guarded by Addie Hicks. She tries to penetrate. Penetrates the corner again. No, nothing happening there. Good defense. Shots up for Union. And good. Number 30, Lexi Stahl, scores the first point for Union here in the second half. Katie Hicks brings the ball back up the court. Katie Hicks throws it to Jaden Moore in the corner. And Jaden's open for three. Short a little bit on the three. Union pushes the ball here. Good defense that time by Katie Hicks, but he's going to be called for the foul.
Yeah, that's good defense. Referee's a little bit out of position to see that. We had perfect eyes on that one and get all ball.
Yeah, you watch a lot of basketball, AJ, as athletic director, and I've watched a lot of basketball. In games like this, the officials start officiating the score, unfortunately, and it happens all the time. And that is what's going on right here. Three quick fouls on Tucker County as they try to officiate this score, 52-12.
That's tough right there. There was no problem on that. That was the old look-alike foul.
First shot's up and no good. Second shot's up and it is also no good. Rebound Katie Hicks. Katie pushes the ball in transition. She kicks it out to Jaden Moore. Jaden Moore kicks it to Katie. Katie out top. Kicks it back to Jaden Moore in the corner. She's open for three. Shot's up and it is good for Jaden Moore. And they continue to leave our guards open, and they continue to knock threes down. As that's another three for Tucker County, 55-12. Victoria Seabolt putting it off out top. No call, and she put in a nice three for Victoria Seabolt.
Created her own space on that one.
Yes, she did. But if they didn't call it, it's not a foul. 55-15, Tucker maintains the lead. 2 minutes to go here in this third quarter. Tucker County, Katie Hicks hits with Addie in the corner. She's open, passes on the shot. Back to Katie at the wing. Katie holds the ball, kicks it to Addie Hicks in the far corner, and swing pass inside to Raven Matthews from Jaden Moore. Shots up, and it's good by Raven Matthews.
nice job by Raven gathering herself there and making sure she had the ball, kept it high, and laid it in.
Yeah, good position. Good position down low by Raven Matthews, and we got another timeout here, and we're going to take it with them in just a quick, I didn't see what they called there. Full timeout, we're going to take it with them here. Now, it is 30. We're going to take it anyways to hear from our sponsor.
This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast live on the Tucker County High School football and basketball YouTube page is being brought to you by St. George Medical Clinic, Riccatelli Fencing and Lumber Company, Kidwell Auto Parts, Bob Gutshaw, Cortland Acres, The Nature of Care, Mountain Valley Bank, Sirianni's Cafe, Specialized Podiatry Care, and by The Paint Store. And now back to more exciting Mountain Lion action right here on TuckerCountySports.com.
All right, we're back here, and that was Chris George's voice on the advertisements. And Miners Merchant Bank is also an advertiser for tonight. I hope Chris is doing all right. He's having some little under the weather tonight. That's why he couldn't be here, and he got stuck with me and AJ. But hopefully he's listening in, and he's feeling a little better this evening. So Union has the ball. Out high is Union's number 30, Lexi Stahl. She kicks it inside. Nice move that time by Union, but misses an easy shot. Rebound, Jaden Moore. Jaden Moore this time pushes the ball off the court. Kicks the ball to Addie Hicks in the corner. Nothing there. Throw back out to Jaden Moore. Looks inside to Raven Matthews. She makes a move. Nice move by Raven Matthews. And now misses the shot, but a really nice move. Rebound by Jason Davis. No good. Rebound by Raven Matthews. Shots up and good.
Yeah, the first time there, she's been a lot easier, but she worked her butt off and got it the second.
Yeah, two offensive rebounds that time by J.C. and Raven to keep that possession going. And Tucker scores it. Union back with the ball out high. Union really struggling. They got a three, shots up, no good. Rebound, Raven Matthews. Raven's going to push it herself. She pushes it out to J.C. J.C. Davis, layup shot, good. J.C. Davis for two.
Makes the big.
Raven Matthews got the rebound, pushed it up the court, found J.C. running the court for two. You got to love seeing that, AJ.
Yeah.
30 seconds to go here in this third quarter. Union guarded tightly out top is Victoria Seabolt. Passes inside, and we're going to get a foul there. Two shots for Union, and I'm not sure who. It's either J.C. Davis or Raven Matthews. They were double-teamed. I'm not sure who the foul is going to be on.
Raven
Matthews, and number 42 for Union. Chanel Sutton goes to the foul line with 21 seconds to go here in this third quarter. First shot's up and no good. And number four for Union is a senior, Victoria Seabold. She's a nice player, AJ. She does a good job around the point. She's a good shooter. And she's had a pretty nice ball game for them. And she has eight of their points, and she is a nice ball player.
Yeah, she has a lot of – I mean, I've watched her do up here in different sports, track and all that stuff.
Good athlete.
Good athlete, yep.
Second foul shot up and no good. Jaden Moore has the ball. Pushes it up the court, almost stolen, knocked out of bounds by Union's Victoria Seabolt. Tucker County maintains possession. 14 seconds ago, 61-15 is the score here in this third quarter. Jaden Moore enters the ball to Katie Hicks. Katie's open, looks back to Jaden Moore. Good position by Raven Matthews inside. Misses the shot, gets her own rebound, shot back up, and hits good. Raven Matthews with 6 points here in this third quarter.
Most times she's made buckets down there like that. She's had to work double to get them.
Yeah, she's just working on getting that offensive rebound too. So third quarter is over, 63-15. We're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast live on the Tucker County High School football and basketball YouTube page is being brought to you by Patty Nichols, attorney at law. Jim's All-Star, Mike Rosenau, your Tucker County Commissioner, Fargo Insurance Group, Atkins Home Center in Southern States of Parsons, Mr. Pizza of Parsons, Robert Estates Incorporated, United Financial Service, and Black Grand Slam Grill. And now back to more exciting Mountain Lion action right here on TuckerCountySports.com.
And we are back here. One more quarter to go, and Tucker County doing exactly what they were supposed to do tonight, AJ, 63-15. The game has never been in doubt from the start, and Tucker County, through three quarters, has dominated this game. We've got one more quarter to go, and the only thing in doubt is the final score.
Yeah, I think, you know, something to look
really special here tonight is we shot the ball well from outside and we've been left open.
We've hit 10 three-pointers tonight. And if we can shoot that way throughout the tournament, we got a shot. I mean, this group of girls really does have a shot. And they're a great group of kids. They get along great off the court. Really just a good group of kids. So if they do shoot the ball like this, they're going to be a tough out as this tournament goes on. So fourth quarter starts. Katie Colbain gets the ball inside. Misses an easy shot. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back up for two.
I think they're padding stats now. Missed shot's not very good, but the rebound and the points are good.
You saw what Reagan did there and thought, I can get some offensive rebounds too and put my own shot back. So 2 points to Katie. That's 16 for her for the night. Victoria Seabold out top for Union. Kicks the ball to the elbow. Union again struggling to get anything going on offense. Gets the ball inside. This time a block, but Erica Zirk with the block. On the court for Tucker County, you have Macy Helmick, Erica Zirk, Briley Westall, Katie Colbank, and Avery Colbank. Starting five in the game to start this fourth quarter. Shots up by Seabold, no good. Rebound, Briley Westall.
Yeah, I think they will get him a few minutes here, set them down. Yeah, let them go from there, get them a couple minutes here. Man, there's another one.
Bang. And again, Avery Colbank wide open for three in transition as he hits the shot. Union back down the court. Victoria Seabold out high. Looking, nobody open. Does it to the wing, back to Seabold. At the elbow now. Double zero for Union. Almost has the ball stolen by Briley Wetzel, but maintains possession. Shot is up. No good. Rebound, Katie Colbank. Tucker County. Colbank throws it deep to Briley Wetzel. Full court. Ball is turned over. What do we got here? Well, probably should have been a turnover. What are we calling? Oh, we did. They called a foul on Briley Wetzel there.
Foul on Briley, yeah. Sir, across the court.
Yeah. Two guys right in front of it didn't call anything. It may have been the right call, but here we go. 68-15, Tucker leads. 6 minutes to go here in this fourth quarter. Victoria Seabold out high guarded by Macy Helmick. Kicks the ball to the elbow to number 42. Chanel Sutton, she misses a shot. Rebound. Scrum on the floor. We have a jump ball. Union will maintain possession. There's little scrums on the floor, 6 minutes to go in the fourth quarter of a 68-15 game. Word in a little bit, AJ.
Yeah, you don't want those guys down there on the ball, wrestling around, bring something or take a shot. But Katie's defense right there, I mean, just previous defense was going to make that shot miss.
Yeah.
She didn't even come close to blocking that one, but the girl still put up her almost backboard.
Shots up by Union again, no good. Katie Colbank with the rebound. Macy Helmick pushes the ball off the court. Macy Helmick's wide open, passes a shot up, gives it to Katie Colbank at the top of the key. She passes a three, passes it to Briley West on the wing. She kicks it to Erica Zirk in the corner. Erica Zirk shots up, no good. Rebound to Union, number three, Jasmine Woody. Union's Victoria Seabold brings the ball back up the court. Pass to the elbow. Back to Seabold, guarded tightly by Macy Nestor. We got a foul on the floor on Macy Helmick.
I don't know if we'll call that a shooting foul or a... Nah, it looks like a ball.
Yeah, on the floor.
On the floor.
Union enters the ball right here in front of us. A little backdoor cut there, and same that they scored on earlier, a nice little screen backdoor cut on the inbound play. As Union scores the bucket there to make it 68-17. Briley Westall wide open for three, and she hits it.
Yeah, they still keep knocking those down. That's what you got to do, though. Teams will leave you open. Yeah, you got to shot, keep shooting.
And Victoria Seabolt's going to shoot her own three, and it's no good. Rebound. Guess who? Katie Colbank, Alice to Erica Zirk, Alice to Macy Helmick. She pushes the ball up the court. Swing pass to Briley Westall. Back to Macy Helmick, swings it to Katie Colbank out high. Her sister Avery Colbank. Macy Helmick swings the ball to Briley Westall. Katie Colbank at the elbow. Not a whole lot of action going on here. Ball is knocked out of bounds, but they're going to stay off Erica Zirk. And that will probably do it for the Stars. We're 7-5 in, 5 out for Tucker County. Unfortunately for Union, the next five are pretty good ball players, so
it's
not going to get much different. 71-17, 4:33 to go in this game.
you know, a lot of these other girls have played a whole lot this year, like Jaden and the Twins and Jason before she got hurt.
Yeah.
This benefits Raven right now more than anyone.
I have no idea what that call was.
Maybe we fouled six times and you haven't fouled any.
Seven now. They're in the 1-1, but not sure. But it is what it is, folks. It's sometimes what you get in games like this.
That was Addy.
Addy Hicks with the foul, her third foul. And the foul shot, as usual, has been missed. And rebound Raven Matthews. She out with Jade Moore.
I was walking through the gym the other day.
Jade Hicks with the ball. Addy Hicks in the corner. Swings to Katie Hicks for a wide open three. It's off. No good. Out of bounds to Union. As that was an air ball for Katie. And the Rowdy Union fans gave her the air ball screen, and the Rowdy Tucker County fans pointed to the scoreboard.
Yeah. That's one good thing about it. Keeps hearing no matter what happens.
That's right. We got another foul here. And so far, Union doesn't foul, but Tucker County does foul. 8-0 on the foul call.
Called that on Raven. I know he's going to get Addy again. I was going to the gym the other day, and those two were going at it. He chose the Twins. I couldn't tell which one hit the floor, but one hit the other one before. I thought, I'm going to see a good wrestling match here. They both got up laughing.
Yeah.
So.
And Seaball hits the first foul shot. Second shot's up, and it is no good. Rebound Raven Matthews. He outlets to J.C. Davis. J.C. gets it to Jaden Moore. Jaden Moore kicks it. Addy Hicks. Addy's going to shoot a three. Good. Addy Hicks wanted to get in on the three-point parade, and she does. 74-18. Seabolt brings the ball up the court, guarded by Addy Hicks. Shots up. Should have been a walk. Jump ball. Union shot the ball, air ball, got their own shot. Jump ball, Tucker County's ball. 74-18, 3.5 to go here. Katie Hicks brings the ball up the court. A little dribble down action here. Jaden Moore in the corner. Swings it back to Katie Hicks. Katie looks at the high post to J.C. Davis. J.C. swings it to Addy. Addy's going to shoot another three. Nope. No good. This time Jaden Moore at the rebound. Passes to Katie Hicks. Katie's going to dribble it out. Reset at J.C. Davis from the foul line. She is fouled. J.C. Davis is going to the foul line for Tucker County.
These young girls do a nice job of moving the ball. Because it's a young girl. You got a senior in there, a few juniors. You know, they're a good bench.
It is, and that's going to help these guys when they get down to Charleston. As you know as well as I do, AJ, two things always happen in Charleston. Get tired. Somebody gets in foul trouble. I mean, it always happens down there, so it's good to have a deep bench, and I think that's where we have an advantage.
Yeah, it's probably just, you know, all that stuff, too, the emotional stuff of knowing you're going down there, knowing that if you lose, you go home and knowing you win. That plays into your, you know, your physical.
Yeah, a lot of adrenaline, and you get gas quick. So, J.C. Davis hit both foul shots. Addy Hicks guarding Victoria Seabolt. Doing a good job this time trying to make her go left. Katie Hicks, you know, gets a little shove off there, but they deal with that a lot with their size. And rebound to Katie Hicks. The turnover to Katie Hicks. We got a foul on number 30 for Union. Lexi Stahl. I think it's got to the point that they had to call a couple. 76-18, 2:47 to go in this game.
Yeah, you just don't want to see something crazy happen here, you know, somebody get hurt, injured, sprained, you know, something stupid just because of a foul call.
Yeah. Katie Hicks hits the ball to Raven Matthews at the foul line. She throws it to Addy Hicks inside, swings to Jaden Moore. Back inside, good position. Raven Matthews shots up, no good. Rebound by, hit by J.C. and up by Raven, no good again. Good job by both of them inside, just unable to convert there. Union brings the ball, Victoria Seaball brings the ball off the court. And number 44, Bailey Evans, penetrate the lane here for Union. Another foul call on Raven Matthews. Two shots upcoming for Bailey Evans.
Raven's probably one of those physical girls we've seen in a while. You know, Katie does a nice job with her size. Raven's a little afraid to get in there and bump with you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well,
or even only a sophomore. Three juniors and a senior out there. Second shot up is good. Bailey Evans hits both foul shots. Tucker County enters the ball. Katie Hicks running the point here, pushes the ball up the court. To the right corner is Jaden Moore. Jaden's open, but passes it up, trying to run a little clock here to Addie Hicks. Addie's not going to pass it up. She shoots it, shots up, no good. Daisy Davis with the rebound. Kicks it out to Katie Hicks. She's going to shoot the three. No good. Rebound to you. 76-20 here. A minute and 50 to go in this game. Seabolt with the ball. Oh, hi. She's going to take the little jumper, and it's no good. Rebound, Ravens Matthews. Pushes the ball, Katie Hicks. Probably the fastest kid on the court, and she gets fouled.
I'm having a girl catch her. I thought this was going to be a all the way down and dunk.
I think she got, you know how you're so wide open, you try to take your time on that layup, and
had a hard time handling it.
The girl caught her and fouled her. Katie Hicks shots up, no good, and Katie's not able to find the range tonight, AJ.
Yeah, that happened.
Second shot's up, and it is good.
That's always the hardest one to make, except you missed the first one. Trying to make that second one. Bounces right in there.
1:30 to go here. Union with the basketball gets the ball to the foul line. Seabolt penetrates. Shot's up. Good. Good penetration that time by Seabolt.
Well, a few times they've got anything going into the middle there tonight.
And Katie Hicks penetrates, tries to get the ball to J.C. Davis inside. The ball is kicked out of bounds. Tucker County will maintain possession underneath their own basket. Jaden Moore inbounds the ball. Katie Hicks gets the ball in the corner. Kicks it out to Jaden Moore. Back to Katie Hicks for a wide open three. Oh, that looked a lot better that time, but no good.
Yeah, she got her feet better on that one.
He's frustrated. That's my kid, but I can tell when she's frustrated. And that shot looked good. It just all but went in. Under a minute to go, 77-22. Have no idea what that foul is.
Hand check. I think it's like holding in football. You can call it every single play if you wanted to.
It's a terrible call. It's just, same thing he did in Pendleton County. Not sure what that call is, but he likes to call a hand check. First shot up for Union is good. Second shot up is no good. Rebound, Raven Matthews. She outlets to Jaden Moore. Jaden gets the ball to Addie Hicks. This time bringing the ball up the floor. Addie Hicks to Jaden Moore. Back to Addie Hicks. Addie swings it to Katie Hicks. Katie looks, throws it out top to Addie Hicks. 35 seconds to go in this game. Ball to Addie Hicks at the foul line. She throws it to Katie Hicks. Katie to Raven Matthews. Back to Katie Hicks. Katie swings it to Addie. Addie to J.C. J.C. to Raven at the foul line. Raven Matthews is going to take it herself, and she's fouled.
That's a pretty good quick first step there to get around that girl.
Yeah, good job that time by Raven Matthews penetrating and getting the foul call. First foul shot for Raven is up and good. Second foul shot is up is also good for Raven. She's done a nice job this year since she's moved up to varsity. Real good. Real nice job on a foul shot. So good job by Raven. 79-23. 15 seconds to go. See if we can go here without a foul being called. Good defense by Raven. Good defense again by Raven. Probably a jump ball. They're not going to call it. They're trying to let it go. And unbelievably, he's going to call foul.
2.1 seconds to go.
And folks, it's almost there, right there. I'll just, we'll move on to the next game. Kind of what you expect. First shot for Union is up and good. 2 seconds to go in this game, 79-24. Second shot's up is also good. 79-25, and that's probably going to do it. Dayton Moore inbounds to Addis. He holds on to the ball, and this game is over. We're going to go to a commercial break. We'll have some final stats for you here in just a moment. Tucker County wins the sectional championship 79-25.
This Tucker County Sports.com broadcast live on the Tucker County High School Football and Basketball YouTube page is being brought to you by Pat A. Nichols, attorney at law, proud to support Tucker County Sports, Jim's All-Star, Hot Food, Cold Beverages, and Gas, Mike Rosenau, your Tucker County Commissioner, wishing all Tucker County High School Mountain Lions a safe and successful season, Atkins Home Center in Southern States of Parsons, Fargo Insurance Group, Tucker County Stationwide Insurance Agent, Mr. Pizza of Parsons, home of the Mr. Big, more than just pizza, try our subs, salads, and wings. Robert Estates Incorporated, serving all of your general contracting needs. United Financial Service, auto, life, and commercial insurance plus annuity. Grand Slam Grill, visit us for one of our signature burgers and fresh cut fries. St. George Medical Clinic, locations in St. George, Parsons, and Canaan Valley. This TuckerCountySports.com broadcast is also being brought to you by Riccatelli Fencing and Lumber Company, your local rustic fence provider. Kidwell Auto Parts, with locations in Parsons and Thomas. Bob Gutshaw, your local State Farm insurance agent. Cortland Acres, the nature of care. Choose us for your long-term care, rehab, and therapy needs. Mountain Valley Bank, locations in Parsons, Elkins, and Mill Creek. Sirianni's Cafe, with locations in Davis and Canaan Valley. Specialized Podiatry Care, located at Davis Medical Center in Elkins. And by the Paint Store, your Benjamin Moore supplier in Thomas and Morgantown. And now back to more exciting Tucker County action right here on TuckerCountySports.com.
And back here as Tucker County wins the sectional championship tonight, 79-25, taking pictures on the court. I'm not sure we're going to cut the nets down tonight or wait till the regional final, but 79-25. Tucker County advances, and they will host the loser of the Pendleton County Pocahontas County game. That game is tomorrow night, and we will host the loser of that game next Thursday night, 7 o'clock at Tucker County. So please come out and watch that game. Just some final thoughts here, AJ.
I thought they did what they had to do. They started out right off the bat, that press, got the lead, and never looked back. And tonight what really impressed me the most, I think, was the amount of outside stuff we hit when they started packing the box on us and not letting us hit that. Just add to what you said about this, about the regional game next week, just for everyone knows. I know it's not a popular thing, but we will be using the GoFan system like we did in football season for the football playoff for those people out there listening. So be on the lookout for that QR code and stuff like that, and we will be getting that out shortly.
Is that the only way to pay? No pay at the gate? Or
You can pay at the gate, but it's going to have to be digital.
Okay.
No cash.
Okay.
Kind of like they did there. I mean, we're not going to turn anybody away, but, we definitely would like to have the digital way to go.
So, as you said, we Tucker County shot well from distance tonight. Hit 13-3. Union was just leading us open, not going to let us score in foul. Hit 13-3. Riley West, the leading scorer tonight with 17 points. Katie Colbank, second leading scorer with 16 points. So, and other than that, it was distributed well. Macy Helmuth was 9. Avery Colbank was 9. Addie Hicks had 5. Reagan Matthews had 5. Jaden Moore, 3. Katie Hicks, 1. Erica Zirk, 6. J.C. Davis, 4. Everybody scored tonight, 13-3. Good game. And we'll see everybody in a week.
All right.
Thanks for listening.